Dare Adventures of Biggles.
Commander Evans, Hagen's next-door neighbor, gives Biggles and his friend a little information about the former Nazi. The old naval officer is an enthusiastic ornithologist, and his study contains so many specimens of birds, birds' nests, and birds' eggs, that it's like a natural history museum. Hagen used to take long trips on his yacht, the Vega, and collect specimens for him. Just before he died, he'd promised to bring an egg and photographs of the rare scarlet flamingos for Evans. Ginger at once remembers the strange egg he saw in Hagen's study. It may be the flamingo's egg promised to Evans. Biggles gives the old naval man the keys of Rum Keg Haven, and he makes his way across as the flyers return to their car. They're about to move off when they hear a piercing scream. It is Evans in Rum Keg Haven. At once, Biggles and his friends race to the house.
What can have happened to the old blighter? He sounded terrified.
Or in agony.
But there was nothing in the house to hurt him.
Hold it. Those French doors, they weren't open when we left.
He must have gone in that way.
They're the doors of the study. It was through them I saw Morgan.
We'll use them too. Come on.
I wonder why he came in the sideway.
Eager to find the egg, I suppose. We told him he was in the study. There he is.
Sizzling sausages. He's dead.
He may be. Something's bowled him over.
Get back!
What the blazes?
Watch it, old bean.
That was my toe.
Keep back.
Don't you see what's in there with him?
Caesar's ghost. A snake.
A fer de lance. Remember what he said? It comes at you like a lance. So fast that you can't dodge it.
Baked potatoes, the poor old blighter.
We'll have to get to him, Biggles. Goodness knows how many times he's been bitten.
How can we? The snake's between him and us.
I don't like belly reptiles, but I think I can see a way.
If the snake sees you, it'll dive at you, Bertie. And you won't have time to dodge.
There's a fishing rod in there, just by the door.
But the snake, it'll see you.
Old sausage, I have already seen the belly snake. That means he won't catch me napping. If I can get to that rod, I'll kill it.
It's risky, Bertie.
It's also risky to leave that old boy lying in there full of snake venom. Well, toodle-pip, old beans. Keep your fingers crossed.
Oh, the clot.
Why does he...
Shut up. Just watch.
Look out, Bertie!
I say, how was that for a spot at the old Olympics, what? Didn't know I could jump onto a table so quickly.
It only just missed him.
Can the snake get up on the table too, I wonder?
Hanged if I know. It's certainly thinking about it.
It's rising on its tail. It'll reach him.
I wish this belly thing had heard about chlorophyll. Its breath is somewhat overpowering.
Keep well back, Bertie.
If I go any further back, I'll be off the belly table. And I assure you I don't want to be on the floor with that blooming serpent.
Bertie, behind you, there's a big brass ornament. Can you reach it?
By Jove, I think I can. Now, keep your eyes on old Ferdinand for a minute and... Yes! Got it!
What's your aim?
He's going to strike, Bertie!
Missed him.
No, you didn't!
Where is he?
The ornament grazed him. He slid under the sofa.
Under the sofa? Then I might be able to come down, what?
We'll come in. I'll get that fishing rod.
Be careful, Biggles. It might leap out at you from under there.
Yeah, I'll grab the old statue of Venus again. If Ferdinand appears, I'll dong him.
All of you scout around the room. Find something to use as a weapon.
And don't go near the sofa. I don't like this a bit.
Right. I have the rod.
How are you going to use it while he's under that belly thing?
I'm going to prod him out.
What?
Now, wait a minute, Biggles.
You all climb up onto something. The sofa, the table, anything above the floor level.
But what about you?
I'll take the risk. It's the only way we can get the darn thing out.
No fear. You aren't going to tackle it alone.
I'm going to force it out, that's all. As soon as it appears, you hit at it with anything to hand. Now, hurry. While we're wasting time, Evans may be dying. Now then... All okay?
Well,
yes, right. Oh, all right.
All right. Then here we go.
He'll come at you, Biggles.
No! There he goes! Hit at him!
Look out, Biggles! He's coming for you!
No, it's the door! He's making for the door!
All right, fellas. You can relax. It's gone out into the garden.
Oh, sizzling sausages. Oh, I'm going to give that belly garden a wide berth from now on.
I'll shut the door to keep it out. Algy, look at Evans, will you? Is he alive?
Yes, but I can see several bites. He must be pretty far gone.
Cut the wound and suck out the poison.
I will, but he needs more than that. Ginge, take the car and find a doctor. With an ambulance, if possible.
Roger.
Be as quick as you can. We'll have to do what we can here, but unless Evans has medical attention quickly, he'll die. Well, Doctor?
We might be able to save him. Good thing you suggested the ambulance.
Have to go to hospital, will you?
Oh, yes, at once. By the way, you said it was a fair de lance that bit him, didn't you?
Yes, we saw it.
Very strange. I didn't know there were any on this island.
It was brought to the island, Doctor. A certain Negro crook left it in the garden by the study door. Evans came in that way. The snake followed him, and this is the result.
It sounds like a case for the police.
It is, and I assure you the police will attend to it. Can we help you out to the ambulance with him?
If I ever get my hands on that Napoleon Morgan character, he'll rue the day he ever heard of snakes.
So say all of us, by Jove. And to think that poor old Evans copped the bally thing instead of one of us. Somehow that makes me even more bally savage.
Forget about it for the moment. We are not here to chew over Morgan's misdeeds. We've got to sort some order out of this chaos.
Well, there's one thing that's apparent, Biggles. Von Stahlhein's stolen another march on us.
How?
He's pinched the photographs of the flamingos that Hagen brought back with him.
Oh, sizzling sausages. Can't you keep off those bally birds? It's missing papers we want to find, not chooks.
Ginger's right. The flamingos may be the key to this. Hagen obviously didn't hide the papers in his house. So where would he have put them?
Well, he used to take out his yacht a good deal.
Exactly. And on one of the trips, he took the papers. He probably hid them on a deserted island.
The island where the flamingos nest. That's how he was able to get the photographs and the egg for Evans.
We know he brought back the egg, so it's safe to assume he had the photos too.
And von Stahlhein's got them. I'll bet he found them yesterday when we caught him snooping about the study.
But why? How could the photos of Scarlet Belly flamingos tell you anything about missing documents?
They were photos of birds' nests, and they almost certainly would show something of the background, features by which the island could be identified. Yes, I feel von Stahlhein may have a valuable clue there.
But we still have one ourselves, don't forget. That old map.
Ah, yes, our old friend, the pair with the black dot. What?
We are running about even, I'd say. We both know the papers are on an island. Von Stahlhein may have one clue in the photographs, while we certainly have our map.
Sounds as if there's going to be a race.
There is. And we'll take the lead. Ginge, there's an hour or two of daylight left, so you and I will take up the kite. We'll search for an island or something on an island shaped like a pear.
Can't we all come?
I've another job for you and Bertie. There may be more definite clues on Hagen's yacht, the Vega. After all, he used to sail to the island in her. I want you blokes to search it thoroughly and note anything that might help us.
Righto.
I don't hold out much hope, but by tonight we might be just a step further forward than we are now.
We're wasting our time, Biggles. There are millions of islands in this group. It'd take us a year to search all of them.
We aren't going to tackle all of them. I'm swinging out over the course Hagen must have taken when he sailed from Europe to Jamaica. He probably saw a suitable island his way through. He may even have hidden the papers then.
Well, we've already passed dozens of islands and seen nothing that looks like a pear.
This next one might be more interesting. It's in Argua, one of the islands where the flamingos nest.
Oh, yes. It's pretty big. You wouldn't call that a deserted island.
Well, there isn't much life on it. Only one settlement on the western coast. Matthewtown, it's called. Few Negroes live there.
Well, they're welcome to it. What a dismal-looking place. I'd expected some luscious tropical island.
This one's quite barren. Salt pans, stunted scrub, all that sort of thing. But that big lagoon's interesting. Does it look vaguely pear-shaped to you?
Not by any stretch of imagination, Biggles. The only thing interesting about it is its size. Hey, wait a minute.
What is it?
There's an odd pink strip on the far rim of it. Drop some height, Biggles, so we can see what it is.
Yes. It looks out of place, doesn't it? We'll inspect that.
I suppose we are safe going right down like this.
I should think so. I doubt if von Stahlhein and his pals are on the island.
Hello, that strip seems to be moving.
Of course, it's the flamingos. And they're rising.
Good grief, there are thousands of them. Lift her, Biggles, quickly. They'll catch in our propellers. We'll crash.
Biggles leaps for his throttles, but already the scarlet mass of flamingos is riding towards them. Will plane and birds tangle with tragic results? Is this the hiding place of Hagen's papers? There'll be more excitement in the next episode of The Air Adventures of Biggles.